Iraqi weather forecast says with occasional showers will come a steady light rain later on today, high near 40 degrees. Kenosha police still looking for a man from the far north side who reportedly assaulted his wife during an early morning domestic situation, dragging her away to a car and then driving off, leaving his two children to seek help at a neighboring apartment. There was evidence of a struggle and injury in the family's residence, that in the 1600 block of Birch Road, according to a news release, but no sign of the 33-year-old man or his 31-year-old wife when officers got there at about 4:30 this morning. Surveillance video from the apartment complex showed the man forcefully removing the woman from the apartment with an apparent facial injury. He drove away with a woman in a silver Dodge Charger with an Illinois license plate. She was located in Oshkosh, but at last report, the man remains unaccounted for. Proposed legislation at the state capitol in Madison would require drivers in Wisconsin to use hands-free devices behind the wheel. Nick Jarmus with Wisconsin AAA says the Auto Club, they're neutral on it.
We certainly appreciate the sentiment of it because distracted driving is a huge issue that does need to be addressed more by legislators and law enforcement and really anyone that's involved in traffic safety.
Jarmus says AAA research indicates that hands-free devices don't significantly reduce cognitive distractions from things like talking on the phone or changing music. Racine resident Brittany Woods, a junior with a communications major at UW Parkside, has been invited by Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to attend the President's State of the Union address in Washington. You'll be reading all about how she was chosen and what she's expecting it to be like in the Sunday Racine and Kenosha newspapers. The reason? Baldwin's office reportedly agreed to give those media exclusivity over others. Opportunity to save money gets looked at all the time these days when it comes to local government operations. Caledonia's Village Board this week supported a resolution for a letter of understanding plus a membership in the Value in Local Government Cooperative Purchasing Program here in Southeast Wisconsin. Administrator Tom Christensen telling the trustees it's $35 a year to join, and this could tie nicely into a new purchasing card program.
This would be essentially a credit card program. However, we get a rebate on most of our purchases. The Chase representatives have reviewed our purchases for the last year, and we would receive a minimum of $30,000 rebate back to the village if we implement this.
The Board's Finance Committee unanimously recommended the village implement the new credit card program, the trustees backing it unanimously. Construction of the new downtown arena for the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks expected to begin by the end of July. Team officials are anticipating it'll be about 2 years to finish, just in time for the start of the 2018-19 season. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 56-year-old Phyllis Schultz with misdemeanor attempted theft, that after she allegedly turned in a fake scratch-off lottery ticket at a downtown bar. Charging document as an employee of Pepe's on 6th Street, getting what Schultz claimed to be a winning $100 ticket, but when it was dipped in water to check authenticity, the ticket itself literally fell apart. The bar manager quoted as saying they've lost thousands of dollars in faulty pull tabs, while the phony ticket serial number was not even a match for the winner. Schultz told to stay away from the business while out on bond and come back to court on March the 8th. A jury in Fond du Lac County taking 45 minutes to convict 62-year-old Dennis Brantner on drug possession and bail jumping charges, the same Kenosha man suspected in the 1990 murder of 18-year-old Barrett Beck of Sturtevant.
So after the jury reached its verdict, I requested that his bail be revoked, and the court granted that. And then I also asked for a pre-sentence investigation, and the court ordered that report. So sentencing will occur sometime after that report is received.
That's Fond du Lac County DA Eric Toney. Brantner is scheduled to go on trial in June for Beck's murder. She disappeared while driving to a computer seminar in 1990, her body found later along a roadway. The governors of states that border the Great Lakes and Canadian province premiers have started reviewing Waukesha's request for Lake Michigan water in response to meeting state and federal restrictions on radium in the drinking water with the current groundwater sources. Representatives of those governments participating in a webinar briefing on the application, which must still include a public comment period and at least one public hearing within the next 6 months. Kenosha Kingfish going to host the 2016 Northwoods League All-Star Game this July, and they got a plan for a home run derby not at Simmons Field, but at Kenosha's lakefront, featuring the top league sluggers launching baseballs into Lake Michigan. That proposal still needs approval from city officials. Here in southeast Wisconsin, areas of dense fog also expected this afternoon into the evening hours. Weak low pressures moving across the region. Light winds with a low, along with the moist atmosphere and the melting snow, all contributing factors. Visibilities on the roads could drop to a quarter mile or less at times, so be prepared, be safe. Racine police investigating a hit-and-run injury accident about 10:30 this morning from Taylor and DeCoven Avenues, in which a pedestrian was hit by a car that had come out of a parking lot. The white car with Illinois plates kept going north on Taylor, then eventually west on 13th, according to the initial reports. At least one witness followed that offending vehicle for a time. The 50-year-old male victim found conscious, bleeding from the head, taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency. Records indicate there are 8 sites in Wisconsin where potentially dangerous cables, once used to power U.S. Coast Guard lights, could be buried under beaches, harbors, and waterways, among 48 sites in a dozen states. One of the locations is in Kenosha. Coast Guard records show the cables powered lighthouses, buoys, and other beacons, but have since been converted over to solar power. Developers of a fresh thyme market at Kenosha's Southport Plaza, they went up before the City Plan Commission last evening, and they got support for a conditional use permit. In response to a question about increased competition within the industry, Dan Rosenfield, who represents Southport, said that Fresh Thyme's focus is on fresh produce and meats and prepared foods. You won't duplicate this anywhere else in the area.
So I don't think anything that you see currently today being offered in the Kenosha marketplace is being satisfied, and this offering will do that.
Fresh Thyme currently has about 50 stores, a dozen including the one in Kenosha, are planned for Wisconsin. And the U.S. Labor Department says employers added 292,000 jobs in December, as the jobless rate also held steady at 5%, much higher than economists had expected. Gourmet Foods International, an Atlanta-based cheese distributor, getting closer to opening up a building. It's been remodeling in the business park of Kenosha. It was purchased in August of last year, a site that was chosen over others reviewed in the greater Chicagoland area as a site for a new food distribution facility. 35,000 square feet, it'll be the first Midwest location for GFI, allowing the company to service the Milwaukee, Chicago, and Minneapolis markets. It's called the Guardians of the Flame Luncheon, the fundraiser to be held at the Texas Roadhouse in Kenosha on Monday, January 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Law enforcement officers, probation agents, correctional staffers, all becoming waiters and waitresses for that period. It's a free meal, including a pulled pork sandwich, french fries, and applesauce. The catch is that customers then tip the servers, all the money going to local Special Olympics athletes in the area. Last year, the Guardians of the Flame Luncheon raised just over $6,000 in that 4-hour period. Starting tomorrow, the State Division of Motor Vehicle Centers in Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, and Appleton are going to be open longer hours from 8:30 a.m. till noon. Not Sturtevant, though. Jim Millers, the DMV Field Services Director, who says anybody simply wanting to renew their license plates, they can also use the new kiosks by entering their name, the vehicle information, and then picking up the registration stickers at the counter. Miller noting a lot of customers are also surprised to learn that most routine DMV-related tasks can be done online at wisconsindmv.gov. And the state Senate, according to Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, will be voting January 20th on a plan to end reliance on the civil service test for hiring and firing decisions. Governor Walker and Republican leaders have been pushing the plan, while unions all across the state continue working to stop the effort. The City of Racine's Department of Health is offering up some tips for you pet owners to keep your pets safe with the upcoming colder weather. That'll be starting, of course, this weekend. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It's early in the winter season and your pet's winter coat may just be coming in. If you notice your pet shivering, he or she may need a sweater. And no pet should be left outside for long periods of time, especially in below zero temperatures. Wipe your pet's feet after a walk to remove potentially harmful chemicals like road salt and antifreeze that they could lick off. And because ears, foot pads, and the tip of the tail are the most vulnerable to frostbite, thoroughly dry your pet after coming in from outside. The health department is also reminding residents that dogs, cats, ferrets, and pot-bellied pigs must be licensed and vaccinated against rabies. January 31st is the deadline for purchasing an annual license for 2016. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Racine resident Brittany Woods, a junior with a communications major at UW Parkside, has been invited by Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to attend the President's State of the Union address in Washington. You'll be reading all about how she was chosen and what she's expecting it to be like in the Sunday Racine and Kenosha newspapers. The reason? Baldwin's office reportedly agreed to give those media exclusivity over others. Top high school musicians from around Wisconsin and northern Illinois taking part in the first annual High School Honor Band Festival tomorrow at UW Parkside, an all-day event that will culminate with an evening concert at Bedford Hall in the Rita Talent Picken Regional Center for the Arts and Humanities at 7 o'clock. It's a free performance open to the public. And it was at halftime of the Kenosha St. Joe's Catholic Academy varsity game the Kenosha Kingfish announced the signing of native Pete Schuler for the 2016 season. 6'3", 180-pound catcher entering his freshman season at Kent State. He batted 426 in his final season with the Lancers. Our AccuWeather forecast, fog this afternoon with occasional showers becoming a steady light rain and a high near 40. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.